Okay, I had this Rebbe. He was a very manna Rebbe. This Rebbe. He used to do all sorts of manna zaken. Comes in one day. A Rebbe of mine. Comes in one day, sits down. Then all of a sudden, in more class, pulls up his leg, takes out his tefillin, puts his tefillin on.
What is this?
A Rebbe of mine. Pulls up his leg, takes out his tefillin, put his tefillin on.
Which did he put on the other
leg? He did. But he was a lefty, so he put on the right foot. Can you do it? Got up, he davened something, like we're trying to look to see what he was davening, Musaf, Shachar, Kabbalah, whatever he was doing, I don't know what he was doing. Davened a couple minutes.
Put
him
around his toes.
Put him around his toes. I don't know. Afterwards, okay, he sat down, gave a clap, and he told us, I'll tell you later on what he said. Okay. We'll get to it soon. Now, let's speak a little bit about Hilchas Tefillah. Let's speak about Hilchas Tefillah. I will tell you soon what he said. Okay, now.
Why?
I'll tell you soon. I want to go through a couple of halachas of Hilchas Tefillah. You have to know. Do you have to sit over here? Second? What did you say? Was even fine. Okay, you have to know when, being that people ask me shilas, I have to learn how to read people's, like, you know, there's a guy in Moshe Manasseh, and he's like going. So, I couldn't. I was trying to figure out, like, what's you know. Fine, I figured it out. He got himself into the big mess up. What was it, Shaila? He wasn't sure where he's holding Shemen Esri. Which bracha he was holding by. This is Shema Zalman says, like one of the most Shvei Gemara. The Gemara says, like, you don't know where you're holding, you buy the fruit. Shema Zalman's like, most Shvei Gemara around. I cannot know where you're holding. Anyhow, he wasn't sure where he's holding. Which bracha he's holding by. Shaila, what should he do now? Should he just continue where he is? Should he go back where he, back where he was? Start Shemen Esri all over again? What does one do? What do you guys say? What do you do? And? What do you do now? You miss an essay. You don't know what you're holding. What do you do? What? What do you say? You don't make a bonnet. You make some of the shema. What do you mean? Shemazam said he can never understand his Dagmar. Shemazam said he can never understand his Dagmar. I'll go bun him. He's the most man essay. He doesn't know where he's holding. What does he do now? What does he do now? What do you say? New? Listen, what do you do? What? Oh, star four. Can you take any cell phone? Call 0527628634. Call every Marv. We're going to ask him what to do now. Can you do that? Miss Messi, I don't know what to do. Can you take out your cell phone? You're not sure we're holding Miss Manasseh. Which bracha are you holding by? Bracha, Lane, Slach, Lane, Rif, Enu. No, where are you holding? 05276-28634.
What happens if you said on
call 24 hours a day? Yeah, what?
What happens if you said on
a loop? Okay, so now, can you take out your cell phone? Okay, that's a good question. Can you take out your cell phone and call Miss Manasseh? So the luck is like this. No, the luck is like this.
I'll tell you why.
So Mr. Bruce says, if you have a Shiloh, you want to get up and go, you want to go look it up? So Mr. Bruce says, what? Okay. Mr. Bruce says that if you have a Shiloh in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you're not sure, you don't know what to do, you let it go to the swarm shelf, take out a Mr. Bruce, and check it up and check out the lachas. What did check up? Middle of Shemana Esrei. Now, can you take out your cell phone and call somebody else up? So the lachas like this. If it's something which might be ma'akir to davening, it might be that you're not here to davening, the place can say it's mutter to take out your cell phone. If you can't look it up, you don't know what the lach is, call Rabbi Marburger up and I'll tell you what to do, hopefully.
You can go to 770.com.
Can you what? No, we don't have internet after last night. Okay. If you have a shaila, which might be ma'akiv, if it's something which is not ma'akiv, like not, you forgot to say al-nisim, right? Al-nisim, not ma'akiv. It's something which maybe is ma'akiv, so you're allowed to take out your cell phone. If you can't look it up, and there's no one around who knows it, you could go ask somebody, take out your cell phone, call the rabbi, a shaila. Only if it's something which maybe is ma'akiv. Can you dial my rabbi's novel? Yes. Well, he can't answer, I'm saying. He's not great to answer. We'll have to wait. Really? Achleisnish. Okay, come on. Achleisnish. Al kapanim. So you're Moshe Manasseh. You don't know which bracha you're up to. So what do we do now? You call. You took out your cell phone, and the line was busy. Now what do you do? What? Rev is different halacha. Okay, wait. So now you called. You took out your cell phone, and you called, and no one answered. Right? He's on the phone with a different shot. Now what do you do now? What do you do? You know what to do? Moshe Manasseh. You're actually holding which bracha? Start again. Well, let's start again. Maybe it's so like this. The Chayodim says that what you do is, since Safar Brach is a Hakel, you just mamshik wherever you are. Wherever you are, you just continue and you go vaito. That's what Chayodim says. Now,
sure
you're not sure you're up to, you just mamshik. Now, the stipler, what?
You're not sure you're
you have no idea. According to Chayodim, wherever you vade sure. Didn't say, that's what you start from. That's Chayodim. Now, the stipler has a time list. The law is, each Brach is going to have Goldstein. Now we go. You guys' name, what's the name again? Who? Yaakov. Honestly, see this one second. Gvira Shiloh. No. Guys, you have a chance. Yeah. Akaponin.
French.
Okay. So anyhow, the Seifa has a tiny. My halacha is every single bracha in Shemin Esrei, it says, is ma'akev zu ezu. If you miss one bracha, and I get to the other bracha. So the Seifa says, if you're not sure which bracha you're up to, if you're just going to be mamshik what you're up to, maybe you skip the bracha, and it's going to end up you skip the bracha, and if you're skipping a bracha, then next bracha is bracha batala. So therefore, the Seifa says, what one should do, Yaakov, what one should do is, he should go back to the point which Yivadeh didn't say, and then he should be mamshik about it. That's the type of says. So kitzur, you should do one of two things. Either you should
go. Hold
on a second. Either you should. We'll get to everything, Mitzvah. We have 10 minutes. We'll get to everything, Mitzvah. Yeah.
Wait, the Yaakov.
I asked
Kula
and Rishmadish
when we were asking you that at night. About a bet.
No.
If it's covered with a talis,
no. It's a mock conclusion. Don't
agree. Ah, fuck this.
It's a mock conclusion. Akaponim. No, has to mock him. Cover. Yeah, okay, so that's good. A different time, a guy's moved down to Shemana Esrei, and all of a sudden he's like, so if I look down, I saw right next to the guy a cat made. Cat walked in and made right next to him. So he wanted to know, he's moved to Shemana Esrei, what does he do now? You're not allowed to daven, right? If it smells like daven? So he wanted to know what to do.
I'll run away because the cat made.
Okay, so the question, you're allowed to do it. Akaponim, Mishmur says it's some tzaddik that if there's a smell around you, if there's bad smell, in most of an essay, we can't daven, the lucky is allowed to move away, and you can go somewhere else to daven. Okay, fine. So that's what the we got three cases of us. Suffolk, we up to, what do you do? If it's Suffolk, we up to, what do you do?
Okay, if it's needed.
Okay?
You go back and you daven from where you
fine. Okay, let's figure out a little bit about my Rebbe the Cowboy Man. My Rebbe the Cowboy Man. I was once by the Kaisel. Oh,
what?
Who's Yankee? Cole, you want to put Yankee down?
What?
I'm saying. I was once by the Kaisel. This guy, he's dressed up like from head to toe. Dallas Cowboy. Dallas football?
Dallas
Cowboy. The Dallas now? The Houston? I don't know the old name of these. A cap, t-shirt, the whole thing. Dressing head to toe like we're calling the Cowboy Man. Gets to the guy, he's like saying, till him, Amish, like crying away, Amish. I had to diving over, I had to tell him. We started Shemin Esrei. So I'd be standing right behind him during Shemin Esrei. Also, the name goes Shemak. I don't know if there's any cowboy reference. Akash Baruch Hu, help the Cowboys win. It's like crying away to Akash Baruch Hu, help the Cowboys win. It's like, my son did that. I thought, like, this guy's a Meshugana. I'm a Meshugana. You know, he's diving, you know, this is what he's diving for in Shemin Esrei. A Meshugana. That's what he diving for. So my soul, he's right. He's right. Whatever a Yid wants, a year is supposed to start. What is it? Yes.
Did they win?
I have no idea. I want to read you the Lashon of Yair's Dvash. Yair's Dvash says that whatever he does, he should have a Kodesh Baruch. He says, right over there, Kloy Shal Dover, Ain Dover Shemer Mash Ratzon, Latsa Boy Bayoim. Anything a person wants that day, Mash Lispa Lashem. Anything a person wants that day, he should have Lashem. Latslichoy, Lichoy Derech Yishar, Vanochoin, Ain Tzorch Lamin Yishach Hashalom, Ain Tzorch Tech Beitzei. Every single thing a person does that day, whether he has, whether it's business, whether it's gashmis, whether it's ruchnis, everything a person does, a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want the Dallas Cowboys to win? Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a business deal that day? It's go beseder. First seder, it's go stark. Second seder, you have to show up. It's stay on the seder. Everything you want to happen that day, you down for Siyat HaShemaya. And the Yashash Vez is a special, these tefillos, when a person davens me'atzma, and yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a special chashivah, that tefillah, kavat tefillah is kavana, and when a person has a special tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a special tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's your question? Who?
Tullis.
Yeah?
Tullis.
Yeah?
From a fry, he forgot to charge it for something. He made a big order.
It's a pound, you have to pay. Fry, you have to pay. I'll go buy him.
Fry, you have to pay?
Yeah, I'll go, you're not a fry. So anyhow, so let's just figure out a little bit, a couple minutes. So let's just figure out a little bit about where a person, when a person wants to down the Kodesh Baruch Hu, where and when and how, when should one do it. Now, like this. Any single bracha, it's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches says, you can add on, meaning that bracha, you can add on to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? You did aver that day, you missed chakras, you say, stop letting me put them up in the zeno, Kodesh Baruch Hu should forgive me for missing chakras. Whenever you're me'ein the bracha, you can add on a tefillah. Rifeinu, you want to down for chile. So if you start on Rifeinu, you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to give a full shlema to Yana Chile. You have a business deal that day, Baruch Hu Lenshama Lekeinu, you say Mel the Baruch Hu, you ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you.
Do you speak any language?
Language. Now, can you do it? What language? What language do you have to do in Yiddish, Hebrew, English, Chameitza? Lichad Chila, which is in Hebrew. But Lamasa, Kadosh Baruch Hu understands every single language. And if you, that's all you know. I'm saying every single bracha you could talk. That's
what everybody has to talk because when you say
Yiddish, okay, but every single bracha, a person is allowed to add on main the bracha and stuff like bracha. And it's highly, like I said, it's highly recommended. Like you say, in Yiddish, Vash, what? For Enu, you want to ask for Kapar, but it's Lachlanu. Hashem in the Tesechi, shall go good for Seder, Baruch Eleinu, Panashe should go good. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, you're only allowed to daven for something if it's something which you need now. You can't daven for something in the future. In other words, you can't daven like, oh, in 2 years from now, I shouldn't become poor.
Well, you should have good kids.
No, so it's only something which you have now. Something in the future, Mishnah Berurah says, you cannot daven. In the brachas, you can't daven for. At the end of Shema Nesser, by the kind of tzor, you can ask whatever you want. It's a free game. But during that brachas, you want to add on to the brachas, you can only add on. You know, it's a brachas, you can't. At the kind of tzor, before, after either outside. You can ask whatever you want. Free game, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to be good. But during the Atzim Brachas Shema Nesser, only things you need right now, not things which you need in the future. So one very important thing, yeah, don't forget, Yaakov, before you leave, okay, this one. The Gemara says with him about davening for Shaduchim. The Gemara says,
it's not
negated
for us yet.
It's okay. Just if it's negated, remember this. That the Gemara says, Chesson Beis says, Kabidan for Shaduchim, you should never daven for Gvisa Shidduch to work out. You should daven, what? You should daven, though, whatever is the best, Beshert should happen. You should never daven for specific Shidduch to work out. The Gemara says, because Kenzain, is that the right thing for you? And Duch, your Tefillah, the Gemara says, you have a Kurikha Tefillah, even though it wasn't the right thing for you, your Kurikha Tefillah, because you're Telavek. That you'll get the shidduch, and it might be a bad shidduch, it might not be tzukapas, and because of that, it could be a galita gersha and a misa, which is a terrible zachin. And Chavrusimani told me he once said this over. He went this over in Shir, and two people were divorced. Raised their hand. They said, "Oh my goodness!" When they were going out, they daven for this, the givisa shidduch. Like, you have to be very careful not to daven for givisa shidduch. You daven in general, whatever is the best thing. Min hashamayim, that should happen. What? If you sit in, whatever. Okay, fine. I'll go pawning. So in terms of, right. So it's clear. Have any questions in terms of asking about questions? Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
England in
the second year.
You have the second year, Watson.
After
the second year, Watson. Then you should say whatever you want.
You say the name also on Shabbos?
No, Shabbos you can't ask for, you're not allowed to ask for bakashas on Shabbos.
No. The name.
Oh, that yeah, that you go on Shabbos. But I'm saying, but in any bracha, it's mutter for a person to ask for bakashas, and it's highly recommended. But Shmuel just says one thing: if you're going to be davening, adding on bakashas during Shemoneh Esrei, because then you can miss kedusha and things like that, so it's better to wait till like Hanukkah to do the bakashas, because. So you should make kedusha because during the Kaddish you're allowed to answer kedusha. Now, just ignore it. It's got like,
yeah.
It's got like that.
Yeah.
Why? Well, your meaning or different meaning?
No.
You don't have to. What? And the Kaddish Tzar means in the Kaddish Tzar. So you say either Rotsim quickly. What? Milosh Mesi, not answer Yishu, not answer Yishu. As I mentioned, we're in Fe'enu, so we're in Fe'enu, you're allowed to have him for Achrila. So Shmuzam used to say, in Fe'enu, Shmuzam used to say, that you should only, what type of Chal you should have him for? You should have him, the signs up in all the Stibach, you should have him for certain, the signs of all Stibach, you should have him. She davened from Rafaino or not. So Shmuzam used to say, the only time you're supposed to daven for a chayla in Rafaino is only if you have a kesher with the person. You have some type of kesher with the person. If you have no shakas to the...
You're
right. And you have to feel some type of shakas. You have no shakas to the person. You shouldn't say Rafaino. You should say another kind of sir, not Rafaino. He used to say that when people used to come to him to ask him to daven, so if he felt the kesher, he knew the person, he's down Rafaino. And if not, he's down in the kind of sir. So if Yomav, Shmuzam was the girl of Doros, like everyone used to come to him. He used to complain. He used to say, "It's the rebbe's. So when you wanna, when you come to the rebbe, asking down for you, you have to give a pidyon, right? Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah,
gapet azoy, yo.
Yeah,
a tikkun, yeah. I'm taking an opinion. He said, "Duch them." There's the pesach shayches. The duch the pidyons. The fill shayches.
But
so some of that. So that's what I'm saying. Like people come to him, and he doesn't feel right to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, he doesn't feel right to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's 1,000 things. This one now, one this one now. He doesn't feel like whatever. He complained. He didn't know what to do. They wanted a ma'isa that he sit down for somebody, and the person got a yeshua, and they didn't come back to tell him that they got a yeshua. So afterwards, they told him a couple months later, oh, this person had a yeshua. So he got all upset. He said, 3 times a day, I'm going to sorry myself for my pashat. I feel bad. I feel a bit sad that Zia is sick. You don't come and tell me, pashat, that he had a fushlema. Now, sometimes you don't know the guy's name, right? You know somebody's sick, you don't know, you not know his name. There's a mutter, what do you do then? So the reason why you say the name, why do you say the name? He says, Shmuel ben Gitta. Why do you say Shmuel ben Gitta? Because the reason why you say the name, it's just that it should be more clear. But if you don't remember his name, Dr. Plitzky, know his name, you just say whatever you know, Shmuel Stein, whatever it is. If you don't know his name, you can say his first name, his last name. It's better to say his mother's name. If you don't know his name, you just say what?
Say his father's name.
And yeah, you can say his father's name. Anything is you can do it. If you do any name, then what do you say? Yeah, they're also good. Anything I'm saying. The only reason why you say the name is just because of what's good. In order that it should be more clear. The guy's in Refeinu. He said, Refeinu Hashem, Baruchat Hashem, Refeinu Hashem, Refeinu Hashem. He's like, oh my goodness. He really made a mistake. So Shabbos is Yotza now. So Allah is like this. Avad, if Zorgabos is Yotza, Avad is not Yotza. There's a cloud of Teichai Diver. It's Kedibur Dami. If somebody fixes something, Teichai Diver. What did I say? Oh, I forgot to say about the flood.
What?
Oh, the rabbi came in, he said like this. Sweet story, right? So he puts it on the foot, he said he's a mer. Shugana. If you put it on your foot, you're a mer shugana. So the rabbi got up, he said, I'm going to read you a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, somebody who's not mechavin ba'avis, lo yotzi yidei tefila. Somebody davens, is not mechavin for his bracha. What's he doing? He's putting tefillin on his foot. He's doing gore. Nish. Hina yoytze yidei tefila. Now, in Simukov Aleph, the Ramah brings down that what's the halacha? Let's say somebody forgot to, he didn't have kavana in Avos. What does he do now? Does he daven over or not? What do you guys do? So the Ramah says, it's hard for people to have kavana. So if he didn't have kavana in Avos, somebody says, the mamshir, because who said next time you can be any better? But avad, the person has to be. Try his hardest to have kavan and avos. Let's say you're middle avos, you're at the melech oizer, and you remember you were not mechavin. So Mr. Bruce says, what you do is, you go back to Al-Kei Avram, you go back to the beginning of, this is very, very important. If you weren't mechavin and avos, you have to melech oizer, remember you're not mechavin in the beginning of avos, Mr. Bruce says, not from the beginning, you go back to Al-Kei Avram, you go back to Al-Kei Avram, till the end, because you have to make sure it's mechavin and avos. There's a coin to, what?
What if someone forgets to daven ma'ariv?
Yeah.
And
you
forgot to be
mashin b'shachis. Then
it's up.
It's past his mantfil or not?
You can't.
It's after his mantfil or not?
Why can't you make it first
in the door? Only during, what, it's by mincha time or?
Mincha time.
No, it's we pass, you only can make tashlum one time, not 2 times. I can point on, everyone has to make sure to learn the pirish amilas of this, because the stack is done in ma'akev, avala b'diyav, you don't say it over. But the shak is in the akiv, and you have to make sure to learn the pirishma. The smack says that when each word of shemana essay, it should be like kilo, you're counting money. You have to say it carefully, kilo, you're counting money, slowly, klar. Oh, somebody. Akapanim, the Chafetz Chaim just gives the eighth in order to have kavana that before each bracha, a person should think, what is the one that is bracha? What do I have to think today? You know, what do I need kapar on today? Rafeinu, who needs a fush lema? Baruch Aleinu, what parnas I need today? Hashemim Tasech, I want first day to good. The Chafetz Chaim said, that if you think, he said, you can think if you do this, you have like a 3-hour shemanas. He said, no. And he's saying that once you get used to doing it, he said, the mamash take 2 seconds before each bracha, and then a person will have mamash to undo shemanas and it'll make him a better yid.